I was waiting outside the Manchester Arena for my daughter. We were waiting at a place called what they call the back steps, which was the opposite side of the arena from the foyer. We're waiting there and just heard a really loud bang. And straight away you're thinking that sounded like a bomb. Obviously never heard a bomb go off in like real life before, but it was just a huge noise, you know, really loud, you know, explosion noise basically. You could tell something was very wrong. First off, yeah, because of the noise and, you know, there's sirens around and police were responding really, really quickly, but you could see that people were upset, shaken, people on their phones. No one was like, you know, excited that they'd just been to a concert, trying to get hold of them on the phone, but the network was down and it was just going straight to a voicemail if I could get online on the network. So I started making my way up into the arena whilst trying to ring her. Yeah, I was like halfway there, you know, halfway up the steps, and she answered and we met at the entrance and yeah, then got back to the hotel. She's had a, you know, what would have been an amazing evening out has been, you know, really, it sounds really selfish to say it's been ruined, given people have died and many people are injured, but yeah, I think everybody feels the same as, you know, this should have been a fun thing and it wasn't. I saw cabbies stopping this offer anybody a lift, you know, we're going this way, you know, who needs a lift out there, people helping each other with, like, you know, where to get the bus from, and it was just really, really good to see that everybody just, you know, in the face of this, they just turned around and said, right, okay, let's just help each other.